1450 KMAN.
And welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here behind the mic, stepping in for Brandon Peoples for the day. Coming up later in Focus, we'll also have Gary Stitz from the Flint Hills Regional Council. He'll be in the last segment to talk to us about the 2019 Regional Conference coming up later this month. Before we get into that, though, we're going to preview tonight's City Commission meeting. That's coming up in City Hall at 7 p.m. There's multiple ways to watch it. I'll remind you of those details later. But in studio, we have City Mayor Mike Dodson and City Manager Ron Fear. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Nick. Thanks for having us.
Of course. I appreciate it. And it'd probably be good, just out of interest of time, with Gary Stitz coming in, we'll just jump into the agenda right away. And let's just start off with the general agenda, and we'll move backwards from there. Top of the list, there's a first reading of an ordinance rezoning an area sort of around the 12th and Bluemont area.
Right, Nick. This is an amendment to the planned unit development there. We have an existing 37-unit apartment complex there. Basically on the north side of Bluemont and east of 12th Street. The proposal is to add kind of a sister 33-unit apartment complex that would amend that PUD and bring that total site to about 70 units for this full half-block site. And so the proposed expansion area would be basically at 11th Street and Bluemont there on that northwest corner. Would remove three properties and build this 33-unit apartment complex that does accommodate parking with a little bit lesser requirement, but does meet some of our urban core standards as far as the number of parking units that are to be provided. Obviously, the current unit has only been there a little while and then appears to be successful, and that's what's prompted the developer to want to add these additional units. It does conform with the Aggieville Vision Plan, looking at increasing the density around that perimeter and certainly our multifamily overlay district and other aspects. So the planning board did review this, and staff planning board do recommend approval.
And regarding this this apartment building unit, or these units in the apartment building, do you know the type of maybe residence it is? Is it maybe more of a luxury type apartment, or is it maybe more affordable?
I'd say probably more in the middle to upper end of aspects. Obviously, this is a great location from that standpoint, being both near campus and Aggieville. I think the developer is proceeding this way because he's been successful with the existing units, and so that would be the particulars of that.
And, Mayor, what are your thoughts on some of the changes going on here?
Well, I think as you watch these kinds of developments along the corridor there above Aggieville, this is very positive. That, with the hotel that's going in on the corner across the street to the south, will really make this very appealing. I think they plan to have a walkover between these two structures. And if I recall, we have about 96 bedrooms distributed across these facilities, and then we've got 80 parking spaces. So that should do a pretty good job of keeping the traffic going properly. And we've also have some requirements that they come in from the side, so they can't come across the back. So I think the planners have done a good job of laying all this out and looking forward to a very attractive building down there.
And it definitely sort of lays the stage for things to come. As we know, NBAF is coming, and a few thousand employees are going to come along with that. They're going to need some places to live. This might help out.
Yeah, I think there's we just had an NBAF meeting last week, so I think the number will be, depending on which category of people you're counting, be around 250 to 300.
So, okay.
Yeah. Of direct employees. Yeah. Obviously, anticipate there'll be growth beyond that.
Maybe a little overestimating the numbers there on my part.
Yeah, at least for direct jobs.
Okay, fair enough. And then there's also on the agenda, there's a first reading of an ordinance annexing and rezoning Blueville Edition Unit 2. And I understand that this did come before the commission previously.
It did. So if this sounds familiar to folks, it should, because it's been through the approval process once before. Unfortunately, there was a publication error in the legal description, and so Because it's both an annexation and rezoning, we had to correct that error and start over again. And so it's really the just to repeat, it's an annexation of about 10.84 acres of land there at the southwest quadrant of the new roundabout at Anderson Avenue and Scenic Drive and Kimball, where that all comes together. Currently, Blueville is the owner of that property and is proposing this development. It would rezone about 27 acres to C2 commercial district. It also relocates Wildcat Creek Road and adds stormwater detention to care for those developing properties. So I think it's all been worked through fairly well, and for a second time had scrutiny and discussion. So again, it's I think will be a good development, and look forward to that moving forward.
And as I understand from the previous discussion on this, there were some concerns about floodplain issues, as part of the property is in the Wildcat Creek floodplain, but all of the development won't be.
Right. And so the lower lots of that really where we're relocating Wildcat Creek Road on the west side of Scenic Drive is in the floodplain. Those are where the detention structures are going to be constructed. And so all of the developed land above that is not in the floodplain.
I think a lot of people may have noticed that on the west side of that intersection that Blueville has already removed a lot of those old trees through there, and they're continuing to pick those up and move them out. So you're able to see back in there and see what a nice piece of property that really is. So we'll have three corners of that quadrant already to be developed, and there's obviously plans for the northwest sector as well at some point. So people will notice, too, as they drive south on Scenic, that if you look over to your left, there's a new a road being built behind Stone Creek, down that's south of Stone Creek. So as Ron said, when that comes out and connects into Scenic, basically, we'll look straight across the street, and that will be the new Wildcat Creek connector that will move Wildcat Creek Road currently up to the north to meet that. And that'll help with some stormwater detention and those kind of things. There'll be some of that on both sides of that new road.
Definitely good to hear. And we're talking about commercial development there in the Blueville area. Is there any indication of what type of properties will be sort of staged to be there? I know that there's probably a lot of work to get done on, you know, who's going to actually move into those buildings as they're developed. But any idea of perhaps what type of businesses would be in that area?
So the C2 zoning is pretty broad. It's one of our broadest commercial districts. So it'd be a pretty full gamut of commercial type properties that would be eligible for this particular site.
All right. And I think it's about time for our first break of the morning. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.